in the amount of prepaid electricity units given last year. Mr. Ngube explains to Phoenix News that under the new ERB model, customers are now expected to receive about 35 units for every 100 kwacha, depending on their consumption category. He says the newly approved electricity rates are publicly available and consumers are encouraged to compare them with previous tariffs. He adds that the increased availability of power in recent months has also contributed to higher electricity usage and faster depletion of prepaid units, as more households and businesses are now able to access and utilize electricity consistently.
The best that people can do to raise that point is you download the ERB approved tariff, put the amount you have paid and see if it does not tally with what you are getting from this. So what I'm saying is the increase in availability of power naturally will increase the consumption of power.
Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful Makhebi Zulu is calling for strict monitoring of the 2026 general elections by foreign observers, non-governmental organizations, and well-meaning Zambians to safeguard the integrity of the electoral process. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Zulu has warned that Zambia risks failing to meet the African Union's recommendation of conducting credible, transparent and peaceful elections ahead of the August 2026 general elections. He has alleged that most Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ officials are aligned with the ruling UPND, a situation that he claims could compromise the conduct of free and fair elections. Mr. Zulu has emphasized that only strict and independent monitoring of the electoral process will help the country to deliver credible elections.
We have retrogressed. We have not made any improvement. We shouldn't even be thinking of having a free and fair election under this ECZ. We need close monitoring. We need international organizations to come and close monitor our elections, as well as NGOs and all well-meaning vendors to participate in this process for us to guarantee ourselves a free and fair election. Otherwise, it's not going to come from ECZ.
But the ECZ Chief Electoral Officer, Brown Kasaro, has maintained that the Commission conducts electoral processes that are transparent, credible, and beyond reproach. Mr. Kasaro says although members of the Commission are appointed by the President, their appointments are ratified by Parliament. Meanwhile, UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda has dismissed Mr. Zulu's remarks as mere politics. Ms. Emenda says ECZ officials were appointed on merit and noted that many of them have continued serving from the previous administration.
Most of them are resulting there. They're still there. So, only few, I don't know how many got in after UPND got in office. See, they are not UPND cadres. They are professionals.
The government says it will repossess more than 1,200 non-operational solar milling plants across the country. Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Elias Mubanga has told Phoenix News that it's regrettable that only about 300 of the 1,500 solar milling plants installed nationwide are currently operational. Mr. Mubanga has disclosed that government plans to revamp and remodel all solar milling plants with the support of corporate partners, and adds that batteries, an important component missing from the project, will now be included. He explains that the cooperatives operating the plants have faced challenges since the project's inception under the previous administration due to lack of batteries. Mr. Mubanga says once the plants are revamped and repossessed, they'll be reallocated to cooperatives that will fully utilize them for production.
The public were just informed that the investigations are underway. So there was no initial demand. Okay? So it was a proactive step that the Anti-Corruption Commission took. So obviously what we can just inform them to do is to give an answer. If they started the process on this innovation, on these investigations, where are we now with this investigation? So this is not, so it's a proactive call for them to be proactive, to share information with the government with respect to what they already started to tell the public. because if they gave us information of their investigations, then if that follows that, it's important for us to know where the investigation has reached.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has called on the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to provide an update on investigations involving current serving ministers. TIZ Advocacy Research and Policy Manager Bright Chizonde says the public has a right to know how far investigations have progressed and whether they have reached an advanced stage. Mr. Chizonde notes that while the new Dawn government has performed well in the fight against corruption, much of the focus so far has been on individuals who served under the previous administration. He has questioned the delay by the ACC in issuing an update, particularly after informing the public that some serving ministers are under investigation. In global news, 12 miners have been killed by a Russian drone strike in eastern Ukraine, the country's largest private energy firm has said. DTEC says a bus carrying workers after a shift had been targeted in Sunday's attack. At least 15 people were injured, the state emergency services said. Earlier, at least two others were killed and nine injured in separate Russian attacks overnight. The victims included six people hurt when a drone hit a maternity hospital in Zaporizhzhia. We monitor the BBC for details of this story and for other global stories.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has denounced a deadly Russian attack on a bus carrying miners. He said it showed that Russia was responsible for an escalation. 12 people were killed. A BBC investigation into testimonies of the abduction and torture in Tanzania in the run-up to last year's presidential election has identified a high-ranking regional police chief allegedly linked to the attacks. Neither the man named by victims, Faustine Jackson Mafueli, nor the Tanzania police force has responded to the allegations. The Nigerian army says it's killed a Boko Haram commander and 10 militants of the jihadist group in the northeastern Borno state. The army said Abu Khalid was second in command in the group's stronghold in the Sambisa forest.
We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What live, on air, and online.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
The SADC Truck Drivers Association of Zambia has appealed to government to urgently address concerns raised by regional truck drivers regarding the enforcement of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010. The association says the implementation of Section 32 of the Act, which requires foreign commercial drivers to purchase a 4,500 kwacha transit permit after exceeding a 90-day annual stay limit, has caused dissatisfaction among drivers operating within the SADC region. In response to the growing discontent, regional truck drivers have scheduled a complete boycott of transit through Zambia on the 23rd of February 2026. Drivers argue that the permit fees are punitive and disruptive to cross-border trade. In an interview with Phoenix Business News, the association's Secretary General Jackson Banda has urged the government to urgently engage all stakeholders and find a workable solution. Mr. Banda has warned that a failure to resolve the issue could result in serious disruptions to regional transport and trade.
We are appealing to our government that let them emulate with what other countries are doing, because this is going to attract anarchy. It is going to attract disturbance. Them also will come up with things that will be punishing our people from this end. I know governments, they come up with the rules and regulations and systems, we can't control them because those things are under SI. But also we have a voice to speak to our government. But let them also consider their people here in Zambia. Also, we are not just operating within, but we go out to other countries also. They use whatever Zambia is using against them, and there will be punishment for drivers.
In foreign exchange news, as at close of business on Friday, 1 United States dollar or 7